Minister for Transport Noel Dempsey was on the programme yesterday talking about the rollout of wonderful new services on our train network. But not everything, it seems, is quite as good as you might hope. Mark Leeson from Rail Users Ireland is with us. Hello to you, Mark.
Good evening.
Mark, apparently some listeners have been contacting us saying that there has been disruption to services on some routes recently, despite the rollout of additional services. What's going on?
What's going on is there have been, since the new timetable came in middle of January, a number of trains have been cancelled, particularly the 6:30 from Portlaoise to Dublin, which is a very heavily used commuter train, and the 5:35 Houston to Carlow, which again is a new train this year, which again has been a heavily used commuter train.
Why have these been cancelled?
What has happened is basically Irish Rail don't have enough drivers to drive all the trains, and it's spread fairly countrywide. So there are issues in Cork, between Cork and Cove in the evenings, which you won't find on Irish Rail's website. They are actually short drivers across most of the country, and they're requiring drivers to work their days off to fill in the gaps. Drivers have now decided they'll no longer work their days off, and we're now left in a situation where we have no next. Well, the trains are being cancelled.
And what about routes to Sligo and Belfast?
This all started on the 11th of February. Last Friday, it appears that the staff based in Colony joined, and they are now no longer working their rest days. So I think one train each way between Dublin and Belfast and Dublin and Sligo was cancelled. And it was also a train to Longford was cancelled as well.
And how fearful are you that this could get worse?
I'm not quite sure how things are at the moment. Irish Rail aren't putting up any lists of information terribly much in advance, so it's hard to judge exactly what's going on. The drivers are meant to get a day off on the weekends, and that is where most of the disruption has been focused. So thankfully, commuters aren't being that badly affected. But there is not the information is not getting out there in time for people to make their travel decisions and travel in confidence. There will be a service to collect them.
Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, what's gone wrong for you?
Mark says he's not sure, and he's fairly clearly not sure of a lot of things there, because the ongoing recurring disruption that he describes in relation to 6:30 Portlaoise to Dublin and the 5:35 in the evening from Houston to Carlow, that is core rostered work, which had been operating successfully since December.
What does core rostered work mean?
That is within the core rosters, not the additional work hours outside the core rosters. So that has been provided. Basically, what we have is a form of unofficial action, which is well on an ongoing basis affecting those two trains, and has been affecting, say, the Portlaoise and Carlow I described since the 11th of February. This is the third week, and it also has affected Sunday mornings out of Cork and Kerry, and to a lesser extent and one lunchtime train into Westport on a Sunday, whereby drivers are working the old schedules, and this is particularly perverse in Cork, given that the new schedules were actually suggested by the drivers as a way of ensuring that work was core rostered work. So they're the two ongoing situations. We had an escalation then over the past weekend whereby absences were not being covered, and additional work outside the core rostered hours wasn't being covered. So we did have a number of cancellations on other routes as you described.
Okay, do you need to hire more drivers? Given that you've increased your services, there's more trains, more carriages, do you simply need to go and get a few more drivers?
Well, we've dramatically expanded the number of drivers in recent years. There's the record numbers there because the service is expanding. What we have is, as well, this unofficial action has been taken to put pressure on a wider national talks issue, which is about drivers' working week and efficiencies. Put simply, the drivers are seeking one of two things. One, to reduce their working week hours without any benefit to the service, and obviously that's not something that is sustainable, particularly under the partnership agreements, or two, to be paid a second time for efficiency that should already be delivered. The fact of the matter is that within our existing agreements, within our existing agreements with drivers, that all services should be able to be covered through rostered hours, and there shouldn't be required for the additional hours working. But unfortunately, as I say, drivers have retained those rostered hours and haven't been delivering the efficiencies that have been paid for already. So we're in national talks. I should say they are ongoing as we speak. We've been contacting on the specific services, obviously, to try and resolve those as quickly as we can. And unfortunately, that hasn't been possible yet.
Okay, but Barry Kenny.
We are in the talks, national talks, ongoing this week to try and get this sorted, because it is unsustainable that new services and popular services, as those two trains are, the Portlaoise and Carlow, are being cancelled on a daily basis.
But are you going to have further disruption in the near future because of restrictions at Houston Station?
Well, that's scheduled engineering work, and that's part of improvements to the network. And that's even, we've had the details up on those. That's been taking place on some weekends over the last few weeks. That's not a driver issue at all. That's about...
Yeah, but if you put it together with the driver issue, is it going to create all sorts of problems? And lots of people do use the trains at the weekend.
They do, and what we've been doing is Saturday night, Sunday mornings, which is very much at the weekend in and out of Houston, the least busy times by quite a distance. So that's been ongoing. I mean, next year there will be probably more significant works there, which would impact on some weekends. But it doesn't relate to the driver issue. That's about the foretracking of the line from Hazel Hatch in, which will allow us to operate a lot more services going forward.
Mark Leeson of Rail Users Ireland, are you satisfied with those explanations?
I think the passenger on the platform doesn't really care if it's a rostering issue or the talks issue. They just want a train to get home. And if Fireshawl don't, if, as it's clear, there aren't enough drivers actually reporting in for work to actually take on the trains that are there, they clearly need to take on more drivers to guarantee the services provided, even when staff want to take their days off.
Barry Kane, a lot of people are texting in to say it's unreasonable to expect train drivers to work on their day off. Why don't you just hire more of them? Some people want to know where they can make an application. They'd love to drive trains for you.
Well, we're expanding business, as I say, but certainly the efficiencies that have already been paid for in the previous agreements, if they're being worked throughout the system...
Yeah, but the question I asked you specifically is, yeah, why do you expect drivers to work on their day off rather than getting somebody else to do it?
Well, I can tell you something, Matt. If any time over the last number of years we had withdrawn that from drivers unilaterally, we would have had a national stoppage. We have had a very sudden situation now where drivers have said that they do not want, would not cooperate with the additional work hours anymore. It's had a direct impact on the service. It's unacceptable because we do have agreements with drivers whereby we would guarantee services while we resolve these issues. It's important that we...
Sorry, are you implying there that they used to demand it as a right, the guaranteed overtime, and that if you tried to remove it, it would have been trouble, but now because it suits them, they're removing themselves from the roster?
If we unilaterally had removed the additional hours work over the last couple of years, we would have had serious problems, yes.
Thank you for joining us, Barry Kenny of Irish Rail, Mark Leeson from Rail Users Ireland. We'll take the traffic details now from Amy Hill.